yourself to be a good person.
Yes, I am good.
What do you think good is?
Good is being honest, respectful to everyone around you that you work with, that you mingle with.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but you gotta adapt. And still just know when to do something that isn't that perfect and just be like, okay, that was that. I had to do it to get here. And now I'm back to being a good person.
So you do lie and then you're back to being
a good
person?
Yeah, of course.
What do I consider good? I think I'm genuine. I think I might not always make the right decisions, right choices, do the nicest things, but I think pretty much inside I'm a good person. I try to do the right thing most of the time.
You consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever told a lie?
Yes, I have.
What do you call someone who tells lies?
A liar.
You ever stolen something?
Yes, I have.
What do you call someone who steals?
A stealer.
Yeah, so you've admitted you're a lying thief?
Yep.
You still consider yourself...
So I'm still a good person.
What do you think good is?
Just thinking about other people and stuff like that, you know, not putting yourself ahead of anybody, though you shouldn't put yourself behind anybody else either. Just trying to do the best that you can with what you have.
Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
Oh, no.
Do you think you've broken them?
Almost all of them, yeah.
So you've lied and stolen and committed adultery?
Maybe not exactly. Yeah, actually I have.
So you still consider yourself to be a good person?
I still try to be. I do consider myself a good person.
Yeah, I'm a really good person, but I mean, I'll admit, you know, if somebody gets someone, you know, somebody tries to start something, you know, I'll be violent.
But you're a really good person, but you're violent.
Yeah.
What do you think happens to people when they die?
They go to heaven.
They do? Everybody?
Yeah, if they're good.
Do you think Hitler was good?
No.
What say Hitler said he was good?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What say Hitler thought he was a good person? He cleaned up Germany.
Ah, it's terrible.
Okay, do you think you're a good person?
Yes.
Have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
What does that make you?
Probably not a good person.
Do you think there's no afterlife?
Pretty much, I don't think there's an afterlife. I don't believe all these stories I hear on the TV and all that.
What do you think about what Jesus said in the Bible?
I think Jesus is like just a human being and they just write stories about him doing all these big things and I don't think that's true.
They go to the unknown.
Where's that?
Who knows?
What do you think?
Then they go to the next life.
The next life?
Yeah.
You mean they're reincarnated?
No, only if they want to be.
Some go to hell, some go to heaven.
What do you have to do to go to heaven?
I have to be a good person.
Or do you
try to be the good
person. Are you a good person?
Everybody think it is, so we'll see when the time comes where we go.
So you're not sure if you're a good person?
We all try, but I'm not sure. You know,
you kept the Ten Commandments?
Not always.
You've broken them?
Everybody does, I guess.
So will you be guilty on Judgment Day?
Sure, I will.
Do you think you'll go to heaven or hell?
I'm trying to go to heaven, and I hope that's going to happen.
What do you think happens to people when they die?
Well, I believe in reincarnation. I think that when you die, your soul goes into a state of limbo, and then you choose your next lifetime.
And what do you want to come back as?
I'd say probably a dog.
A dog?
Yeah, you just sit there and lay down all day and get fed. And
isn't that what you do now? Is that what you do now?
No, I work. I try to, you know, make money to survive, you know. But if you're a dog, you don't really have any much cares.
What do you think happens to someone when they die?
When someone dies, their soul returns to their essence, their true being, their true state, like they were before they came into, you know, the human body. Essence.
What do you think happens to people when they die?
I have no idea. It's a big mystery. It hasn't been solved for thousands of years.
Do you think man came from apes or were they created in God's image?
I come from apes.
You came from apes?
Yeah.
You're convinced?
Yeah.
Do you believe in God's existence?
Yeah, to a degree.
To a degree?
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder who made God?
That's a good question, actually. I reckon he just was and he always was.
Always was?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Thanks for stopping.
No problem.
But yeah, I think we evolved from apes, like, eventually.
So you think you came from apes?
Not me personally, maybe you or him.
Came from apes?
You don't believe we came from apes?
No. I believe we come from God, not apes.
Do you believe men came from apes? Or were they created in God's image?
I believe they're created.
You do?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Everything in the world is just too amazing to have just happened. And
what do you think? Do you think we came from apes?
Yeah, I reckon we could have done. But yeah, I believe in Darwin's theory of evolution. But then I don't know. There's speculation on both, really.
Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Question is, do you think man came from apes or were they created in God's image?
I think they came from fish.
You think people came from fish?
Fish.
Where did you get that from?
Well, they came out of the ocean and then they swim anymore, they turn into people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That happened to your grandpappy?
Nah. No, he was a monkey.
Oh!
That's hard to say. There are two theories, two philosophies. I don't know.
You're not sure?
No.
Do you think there's any evidence for evolution?
I think there are people that believe there are evidence, yeah.
You consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever told a lie?
Yes, I have.
What do you call someone who tells lies?
A liar.
You ever stolen something?
I have.
What do you call someone who steals things?
A stealer.
Yeah, so you've admitted you're a lying thief?
Yep.
You still consider
yourself... I'm still a good person. I don't go out to hurt people out of my way. When I steal from, like, stores, because they can afford it. But, like, if I lie, it's to get myself out of trouble. And it's like a white lie, something too big.
Are you a good person?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever told a lie?
Mm-hmm.
You ever stolen something, even if it's small?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think lying thieves are good people?
Depends on what they're stealing and what they're lying about.
Oh, so there's a criteria.
Yep.
So you think you'll go to heaven?
Yeah.
Do you think Hitler will go to heaven?
No.
You ever told a lie?
Yes.
What does
that
make you?
A little one.
Little white lie?
Mm-hmm.
So you've told lies?
No, not big lies. Just non-hurtful lies to protect.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but neither is the world. So I think you got to adapt. And still just know when to do something that isn't that perfect and just be like, okay, that was that. I had to do it to get here. And now I'm back to being a good person.
So you do lie and then you're back to being a good person?
Yeah, of course. I didn't create the rules for how this world was supposed to be, you know. I just try and live by it and make some sense out of it and
have
a good time.
You ever stolen something?
Yeah.
What does that make you?
It was good for my street rep back then. Yeah, but, you know, then again, I mean, lighten up. I think those are a few examples of things which of course aren't good, but I think there's some even worse things that we don't pay attention to. And I'm like, that's what I'm concentrating about. I concentrate on being a good person, trying to do something every day that will not only benefit me, but, you know, the good people around the world in every way.
Who goes to heaven?
We will.
You think you will?
Of course I will. I don't do nothing bad.
You don't do anything bad?
Nope.
Have you ever told a lie?
Maybe.
So you have told a lie?
For a good cause, though.
So you're a liar?
I'm not a liar. No. I lied for a good cause.
Okay. Have you ever stolen something?
No.
Never?
Never.
Now, Jesus said if you look at a woman and lust after her, you commit adultery with her in your heart. Have you ever done that?
Many times.
So you're in big trouble on Judgment Day.
It's okay. I'll have my way with him.
Are you right with God at the moment?
No, I'm not right with God at the moment because I still have my habits like smoking and drinking, you know.
So if you died now, where would you go, heaven or hell?
I believe I would wait in the wings and I'd probably possibly go to heaven because I haven't murdered no one. I haven't committed no heinous crime or anything.
Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
No, nobody has. Nobody has.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has.
We've all broken. Do you think there's going to be a judgment day?
Possibly.
On Judgment Day, will you be innocent or guilty of breaking those Ten Commandments?
I'd be very guilty.
Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
What does
that
make you?
A little one.
Little white lie?
Mm-hmm.
So you've told lies?
No, not big lies. Just non-hurtful lies to protect.
Have you ever stolen something?
No.
I don't know if I can believe you, because you might be telling me a white lie.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah. When we look at the commandments, they tell us if we hate someone, we commit murder in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you lust, you commit adultery in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Judged by that standard, do you still think you're a good person?
I think I am.
On Judgment Day, when all your sins come out as evidence of your guilt, do you still think you'll be a good person?
Yes, I will.
So you don't need to repent?
No.
Everyone else does, but you don't?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
I try.
Have you ever told a lie?
Yeah, everybody does, I guess.
What does that make you?
According to the commandments, makes you a sinner.
A liar.
A liar.
Have you ever stolen something?
No, that I don't.
I don't know if I can believe you because you told me you're a liar.
That's a good comeback, but no, I don't steal. Okay. That I don't
and what do you think of Jesus' words? He said, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you commit adultery with her in your heart. Have you ever done that?
Every day.
So on Judgment Day, you're in big trouble.
Big trouble.
That's why you need to repent.
I guess.
And give your life to Christ.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for talking to me.
No problem.
Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
I've tried to. I'm still working on it. Nobody's perfect, you know. But I believe I try to as much as I can.
Do you think we need to repent?
Yeah.
Have you repented?
So far I have. I'll probably have to do it again before the day's over.
Do you think you've kept the Ten Commandments?
Do I think I've kept the Ten Commandments? No, I haven't.
So, on Judgment Day, do you think you're innocent or guilty of breaking God's commandments?
I'll probably be guilty.
Do you think you'll go to heaven or hell?
Do I think I'll go to heaven or hell? Well, depends how much God loves me.
What do you think of the Bible's claim that it's appointed a man once to die and after this to judgment?
I think that's a personal belief. Uh-huh. If you believe in it, good for you. If not, you don't.
Well, me personally, I believe there's a superior being, but I don't believe in God directly. Uh-huh. I think there is a superior force.
Do you think there's a creator?
There is a creator, but I don't really believe in God.
What do you think of the Ten Commandments? Do you think you've kept them?
No.
You've broken them?
Yeah.
So if there was a God, you're in big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be that's why you're denying his existence?
It could be. You know, I'm not going to deny it, you know, because, you know.
What do I consider good? I think I'm genuine. I think I might not always make the right decisions, right choices, do the nicest things, but I think pretty much inside I'm a good person. I try to do the right thing most of the time.
Nick, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Sure.
What do you think good is?
Opposite of evil.
Yeah. How would you define evil?
Not quite as nice as good.
What do you think? If a man thinks that it's good to commit murder, and he commits murder, is that good?
No.
So you've got to have a standard.
Morals.
You've got to have morals. So do you think you've kept God's standard, the Ten Commandments?
Well, those would be, I would consider, just a reprint of everyday decent common courtesies that you're supposed to follow. But morals, again, just as people.
Have you ever told a lie?
Sure.
What does that make you?
It makes me a sinner.
More specifically?
It makes me a liar.
Have you ever stolen something?
Sure.
What does that make you?
A thief.
So you've admitted you're a lying thief?
Sure.
You still think you're a good person?
Sure.
See, I think a lot of Bible scenes will turn around. I mean, look, everybody I know who used to see has always committed adultery. My dad committed adultery, but he believes in God. And I think he'll go to heaven. He's still a good person. I think that a lot of Christians that I don't really go with, okay, I believe in God, but I don't believe in like a lot of Christian stuff because they make it from the Bible straight on the book, bam, bam, bam. And I think they're changing times. I mean, yeah, back then that was great. You know, that was wrong to do that. But changing times is just like, you have to do things now. If I murdered someone, that's different. If I would have gone out and like killed my child or got rid of my child because it's sex, I still believe in abortion. But I think if you do it because of like, oh, sex is wrong. But you can't afford a child. If you're too young or you have things where you'll die if you have a child, that's unfair.
I don't really believe in the Ten Commandments.
You don't?
No, you do, no.
You think they're no good?
I think, you know, whatever you feel is right in this world is, you know, it's up to you, you know, what you think is right or wrong, you know, it's like, kind of like, you know, the golden rule, you know, do unto others as others do unto you. I believe in karma, you know, like, you know, what you feel is right, you know, as long as it's not going out and killing somebody, but if you have to kill somebody for survival, then it's okay.
Do you know why Jesus died on the cross?
Like for all of us.
You ever think about life and death?
Yeah.
You think about where you're going to spend eternity?
Yeah.
Do you live a God-fearing life? Are you a good person?
Yeah, I don't go to church as much as I should, but I live a God-fearing life.
So you think pornography's okay?
Yeah, as long as it's done tastefully.
Okay, we're talking about the Ten Commandments. You know what that means?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you name any of them?
Yes. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not... Oh, hold on. I know.
You know a few.
Yeah, I know.
Now, do you think you've kept those Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Have you ever told a lie?
Well, at some times, you know, most every human does.
So you broke that one.
Yes.
So what are you called if you tell a lie?
A liar.
Have you ever stolen?
No, sir, I haven't.
Even something really small. Be honest before God.
Well, I guess a little stuff. Like, maybe like a piece of gum or something.
Oh, just a piece of gum. So what does that make you?
A stealer, I guess.
A thief. See, the value of the thing you steal doesn't make any difference. If I open your wallet and just take that $1, it's as bad as taking that $100 on the thief. And Jesus said, if we look at a woman and lust after her, we commit adultery with her in her heart. You ever done that?
No, sir.
You ever looked at a woman with lust?
Well...
Your friend over there is laughing at you. He doesn't think you're speaking the truth.
Well, I mean... Yes, I have looked at a woman, you know.
So you've told another lie.
Right? Yes.
So you've really blown it, haven't you? So you've broken three commandments. We've only looked at three. We haven't looked at the other seven. Have you ever used God's name in vain?
Yes, sir.
So instead of using a four-letter filth word to express disgust, you've taken the name of the God who gave you life and used his name as a curse word, which is called blasphemy. So on Judgment Day, when God judges you by that standard, are you going to be innocent or guilty of breaking his commandment?
Oh, guilty of that one.
You think you'll go to heaven or hell?
Well, I think I'd probably go to heaven in the sense that that's one thing that from now on I'll try to improve myself and that God might forgive me for the sins that I've broken from that.
So do you think God should let murderers and liars and thieves and adulterers into heaven?
I guess not.
So you're in big trouble. Really, you're heading for hell, aren't you?
Yeah.
Does that concern you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Because there's nothing more valuable than your life, is there? Would you sell one of your eyes for $1 million?
No, sir.
Because your eyes are precious to you, aren't they? And they're the windows of your soul or your life looks out those eyes. Now, Jesus said, you're to despise the value of your eye compared to the value of your soul. He said, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it's better to enter heaven without an eye than go to hell with both your eyes. And do you know why Jesus died on the cross?
Why he did? For sinning.
Sinning? Well, he died for our sins, for the sins of the world.
Of everybody around the world, like, you know, sacrificing himself for everyone else.
Now, do you know how to partake in that gift of salvation? Do you know what you should do?
No. No, sir.
Well, if you were on a plane and you knew you had to jump and there was a parachute under the seat, what would you do?
I would take the parachute.
And put it on. You wouldn't just believe in it, would you? You'd put it on.
Yes.
That's exactly what you have to do with Jesus. The Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to repent, that is, turn from your sins once and for all, and put your faith in Jesus the same way you put your trust in a parachute. The moment you do that, the Bible says you'll pass from death to life. You'll come out of darkness into light, and you receive God's gift of everlasting life. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? You're a young man. You've got your whole life ahead of you. What age do you think you'll die at?
Hopefully at an age where I feel that I've fulfilled my life, probably. Hopefully 80, 85.
Do you believe that you could die today?
Yes, I do.
So should you make peace with God today?
Yes, I should.
Well, you give some serious thought to what we're talking about. Do you have a Bible? Get on your knees somewhere, say, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner, change my heart, and Jesus, I trust you with my eternal salvation. Pick up a Bible, read it, and obey what you read, and God will never let you down. Hey, thanks for listening. God bless you.
For a complete list of books and tapes you may find helpful, please call 1-800-437-1893.